We're talking with Abby Jump and Emma Anderson from The Reporting Project. Abby, what stories are you guys working on?
On November 5th, Jersey Township residents will vote on a ballot issue proposing a renewal and decrease of the road and bridge levy. This levy is used for construction and repair of streets, roads, and bridges. If the levy renewal passes, residents of the township would pay $28 annually for every $100,000 in the property valuation. The county auditor estimates the levy will collect about $325,000 each year. Also, thrill seekers on two wheels have transformed Horns Hill Park into a renowned mountain biking destination. Horns Hill has not always been the bustling bicycle mecca it is now. The park even closed temporarily from 2006 to 2007, and then again in 2008, after years of illegal trash dumping, destruction of a restroom, and concerns about behavior in the park. But thanks to the work of Roger Morgan, Bob Bevard, Chase and Blake Cherubini, Stephen Smith, and many of their friends, Horns Hill has developed into a hub for mountain biking in Central Ohio.
I'm Emmett Anderson, and here are a few more stories from The Reporting Project. The Newark City Council approved an ordinance that prohibits people from sleeping on public benches, sidewalks, streets, and alleyways, or in a doorway to a public or private property abutting a public sidewalk. Those doing so could face criminal charges under the ordinance that passed last week with a 7-1 vote. A first offense would be considered a minor misdemeanor, and anyone found guilty could be sentenced to a fine of up to $150. Any subsequent violations would be considered a fourth-degree misdemeanor, punishable by up to 30 days in jail and a fine of up to $250. The vote came after three contentious meetings with a myriad of public members coming out to voice their opinions at the Newark Municipal Building. Also, the Great Circle is an ancient ceremonial space, and for Travis Mamadeh, a Kiowa Seneca Cayuga artist and a songkeeper from Oklahoma, being there feels like coming home. He told The Reporting Project this after singing what he called a memorial song in the center of the Great Circle. Mamadeh traces his ancestors back to Ohio. He was recently in Licking County because of a fellowship from the Great Circle Alliance, which invites artists with Indigenous American heritage to our community to be inspired by the earthwork.
For these stories and more local news, go to WCLT.com, click Local News.